right. Welcome back to another episode of Heavy Metal Heatwave. We have a special guest with us today. Genevieve is joining us. Hi, Genevieve.
Hi, Hello. Genevieve.
Thank you for having me. I am in a treehouse, and I'm very happy about it.
Treehouse sessions.
Yes, Jeff's apartment is a treehouse.
It is, right?
Yeah, that's
true.
It's
very tree-friendly.
Very tree-friendly. Tree-friendly. Inside and out.
Speaking of treehouses, my parents decided to do what they thought was sort of the best alternative because we never had a tree in our backyard that could literally sustain a treehouse. So instead, my dad took like our old swing set that was rusted and tried to like build a house on top of it with old plywood. So we were never actually in a tree, but it was made of wood. So we felt like it was maybe a treehouse. So it was like pieced together. The old slide that was metal was like your only way to get like, I guess, in and out. But there was also a trap door underneath it on top of like the old monkey bars. So like that's how this makeshift treehouse was constructed. And we would try to climb up. There was like a rope ladder that tried to get you up if you wanted to go in through the trap door. We didn't use it as much.
Did you ever get hurt? Or
I think we've got plenty of splinters, though. Like, the wood wasn't sanded down. It wasn't, like, finished or anything. It was just, like, old pieces of wood. So splinters were a hazard. We never use it as much as I think my dad wanted us to. So I feel bad about that.
It's been a long time. How old were you when you did this?
Oh, my gosh.
19.
Yeah, we were 19. I was like, it's my only way to get privacy. No, I think maybe 10, maybe 11. Because we weren't going out to play on the swings anymore. So we just took that part of it down and thought... We could repurpose it. We just wanted a pool, really. We really
didn't want that. Just kept boycotting
until. Yeah. And then we had a pool, too. But we just wanted to play in the pool. And we were like, no, sorry, Dad.
Just keep a violent tetanus.
I feel like treehouses and pools are very opposite. You know, you're digging one in the ground, and the other one you're putting off the ground.
Yeah, one's like sea-based, one's bird-based, basically.
Yeah.
I also like how you said it was like a treehouse because it was made of wood. It's like... I think a lot of houses are made of wood.
It was elevated. It was on top of the monkey bar. So it was among the trees. It just didn't exactly exist within the tree.
But I think you said because it's made of wood, like the material. Yeah. Well, like a lot of those aluminum tree houses out there.
Mm-hmm. I never had a tree house, but you did make me think of like going to the park with my mom, which was always a lot of fun. But I do remember like the... going down the slide, and one of my first memories of the doctor's office is them pulling a giant splinter out of my butt that I got on a slide at a public park. And it's just, and then I got stung on the butt by a bee the next year, and I had to take a little pillow into kindergarten to sit on during story time because I had I think it was after the splinter that I had my butt was injured. my butt cheek, to be specific. It wasn't
just
internal.
The one. Or
it was just, a lot of that going on. Sorry.
Kindergarten's stressful as it is, but then to have to bring in a pillow, and like,
right?
that's tough. That's
crazy. All the kids knew that I had an injured butt.
Yeah.
Did some kids have like stuffed animals that they brought in too, or was it?
No.
Okay, so it was like she's using this for some medical purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, funny. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe just like the cushioned seat. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, if I saw you, I'd be like, that girl's so smart. Like, I want to sit on the floor. I want to bring a pillow to sit on.
She's enjoying
life. Can I do that too? That looks way more comfortable than the letter D on this carpet.
Right.
Very good point. Yeah, because when I go to story time now with Brody, it's like every kid has a little cushion. Mm-hmm. I don't know why my
school... There's so many kids getting butt injuries.
Exactly. They were mean back then. It's like they were like, no, you're going to sit on the hard floor. Life is hard.
This is
sit
how
on
we
the hard
make
floor.
People tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, look at I don't want to play today. I've had a rough slide session yesterday. So.
Oh no! Really?
Yeah, man. I really been going hard lately on the jungle gym and broke a couple toes, so...
You broke your toes on the jungle gym?
Yeah, you just go play without me, yeah. I'm good.
But I was going to do my first, like, face-first slide today.
Dude, I'm sorry. I want to be there for it. I really do, because, like...
It doesn't sound like you want to be.
No, because you're going to get hurt. Trust me.
You think so?
Yeah.
I was going to put a pillow at the bottom.
You're going to what?
I'm going to put a pillow at the bottom of the slide.
It's not about the bottom, though. There's, like, the whole in-between spot and then getting up there. Just life is, man, life is just a series of violence. Playground violence.
Well, I understand that, but why aren't you coming?
Look, if I leave this house, I'm going to get hurt more, and then I'm not going to be able to play later in life, like my adult years, you know?
Oh, so you're thinking like big picture stuff
here. I'm thinking big picture, yeah.
All right. I appreciate the way you always diversify your play.
Thank you. Yeah, it's just I had a lot of like up and down stuff lately. I want to do more like mental stuff now with my play. You know what I mean? Just to round more, myself out.
Okay. So is that solo play? Or, I mean, can I mental play with you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I haven't thought about that. Like, I wanted to get myself right before I came to you with what I was going to do. But, yeah, that could work.
I mean, I could do some mental indoor play today.
That could be fun. Like, I just want to be a well-rounded adult when that time comes.
It is really, like, windy and raining out here right now. And you're just, like, letting me stand on your porch. And I thought you would invite me in by now.
Well, it's dangerous. You're all wet. I don't want you getting the floors all soaking. And then, again, that physical play, I'm trying to avoid that right now. I'm trying to work on expand my mind a little bit. So I'm just better at play, you know?
Well, I've always thought you're pretty good to begin with. Did you not think so? What?
I mean, I tell you the truth, I was phoning it in. I really wasn't having fun out there.
Really?
The teeter-totter, it's like...
So those smiles weren't real smiles?
No, I was just doing what I thought I was supposed to do. I was like, oh, this is what playing is, this is what other children do.
When you were laughing on the merry-go-round, that was like a fake laugh.
Yeah.
It's a good fake laugh.
Thank you. Yeah, well, now you get my deep, dark secret.
Wow.
Joey, why don't you invite your friend in?
I don't want to.
You're really, really worrying too much. Just invite him in. Hi, Joey's friend.
Hey, Mrs. Clark.
Hi.
I'm just gonna want to do kid stuff, Mom. I'm trying to elevate my consciousness.
Okay, great. Even better. Remind me, your name's Timmy?
That would be me.
All right, come on in. Joey's way too serious about everything. He's, I don't know, learning yoga or something upstairs. But just come in and, you know, I'll make you guys some lunch.
Okay, is it going to be nothing but crusts, I hope?
I will have some crusts for you.
Thank you, Mom. I'll take Timmy's crust, because he's probably not going to want it, because he's a child.
I eat the whole sandwich. Why? Wait, does just eating the crust make you more grown up? I thought eating the whole sandwich was the grown-up move.
Tell him, Mom. Tell him what being a grown-up's about.
You know, Joey, sometimes I'm not sure either, and that's what I've been trying to tell you, is that adults actually don't have it all figured out. We still don't. Really. And,
I thought we had it all figured out on our own there, Joe.
No, man, we're just kids. But, Mom, I feel like we're not talking on the same level right now. You're standing above me again, mm-hmm. And I thought we talked about that from...
I'm taller than you. Do you want me to... It hurts my quads... But I will crouch down so we can be on the same level. Yes.
Thank you, Mom.
Okay.
All right. Well, I just want you to know I appreciate you and I love you because you're my mom. But sometimes I need to be stimulated with a level that just I can't be done with Timmy or my other friends.
Okay. Babe. I just found Freud under our son's bed. Are you reading Freud? Are you reading Karl Marx? What is this? What is this smut that's underneath his pillow?
It's not exactly smut. I mean, he's just, he's a little bit farther ahead than other kids, but I'm trying to get him to not take it so seriously.
Okay, babe, I can't relate to my son anymore. Like, I got you some Life Scholastic. I've got you, you know, some crossword puzzles. Like, what is this you're up late at night reading?
Dad, I need to be stimulated, and even if it's antiquated thought patterns of psychology like Freud, it's better than the trill that is found between the pages of Highlights.
Yeah.
Are you trying to dumb me down, what? Dad?
No, it's fun to circle and find the hidden pictures in the... Oh, hey, Timmy, I didn't realize you were here. Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry.
Didn't mean to leave you out. It was just a pretty emotional thing I discovered.
I was helping him do a mindfulness exercise. He was just deep in it, probably.
Timmy doesn't contemplate life the way you do.
Tell us what you came up with your mindfulness. Where did your mind go? Yeah, let's find out, Dad. We'll see you right now.
Oh, I was trying to decide whether or not Pluto deserves to be reinstated as a full planet or not, based on its size and lack of atmosphere.
Wow. See, Joey, maybe you shouldn't be so judgmental of your friends.
I feel like he was just reading my journal entry when he was in the corner. I don't think he... Did you actually come up with that on your own, Timmy?
Please well, don't lie. You put me into a big state where I was very much thinking about myself in the universe and how expansive it is. And as I was traveling out of our known sector of our solar system, I was on Pluto, the last no longer planet, and trying to decide, well, maybe it is.
Okay, Mom, I guess you're right. I prejudged. I was ageist, and wow, I didn't think I'd have to admit this at such a young age, but I guess I was wrong.
What? You've always been a little ageist with me. I mean, you are 19, and I'm only 10.
Well, I got held back, so we're the same age, technically, via our classroom level. Great, thank you. Yeah, so...
Yeah. Great. Who wants crust?
Okay. Oh, I do. The car that you wanted, I wanted to show it to you out back.
Oh.
Yeah. I made this car for you.
The car I came to look at, you put it all the way in the back?
I parked it in the back. I didn't want it to get rained on, so I put it in the back.
Okay. I'll head back there with you.
Yeah, come on back. I made this one in my free time, Bill. I made this car.
Oh, this is a car that you built?
This is a car I built.
Wow, yeah. Raj. I didn't know it was from your bare hands.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go take a look at the vehicle.
Come take a look. Come take a look.
Oh, that's...
Nice, right?
It is nice. Yeah. I mean, to be fair, it kind of looks more like a boat.
Yeah. Well, it's a car boat.
It's a car boat.
It's a car boat. And I thought, you know, when we go out fishing, we don't have to get from the car to the boat. We just get in this old beauty, and we take her in the water.
Oh, it can do both. Yeah, so it can actually drive.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, I can drive.
And you just built this?
I just built it, you know, over a weekend.
I was going to say, you told me you had some big plans for the weekend. And
yeah, just thought, you know, why wait? You know, I've been putting off my dreams for so long, right? Just working away, you know, at the computer and data processing. I thought, this is the weekend.
I had no idea you were so crafty. Yeah. Or craftsmanship-y?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that
the... I know.
This crafty would be, like, the decorations inside the boat.
Yeah.
Car.
Which are there.
There's decorations?
See those dice hanging from the... Hanging from the rearview mirror.
Oh my God, you are so crafty.
Yeah.
In general.
I am. Yeah. Just feel like we can have some time together now. You know, you and me out on the lake, you know, get away from all the suburban stuff.
Oh, I just want to get away.
Yeah.
And some alone time with you. Well, friendship time, I guess, is what it would be.
Yeah.
That's exciting. I mean, the lake is far.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we...
Yeah, it's about a 4-hour drive, but I figured take this on the highway and we'll be just fine.
Is this good gas mileage?
Probably not. But
it's pretty big.
It's a pretty big.
And boats don't generally get good gas mileage, but it's also a car, and sometimes those do. So I don't know.
You're a thinker, man. That's why we're friends.
Oh, I mean, I thought we had more in common than just the fact that we both think.
Well, we like barbecuing, and you know, we like watching the game. I figure, let's go out.
Yeah, we both like playing cards together. I mean, I think we're like 4-4. We're even in our weekly war battles.
We're pretty even. I mean, last one I almost took you, but you know, I wasn't going to point that out. You know, I like how we end things on a good note before.
Well, I mean, we did decide that hearts are stronger than clubs, and the jack of hearts, I had the jack of clubs. So technically, you won, but it's also kind of a tie because the same card.
Yeah.
So.
All right. I'll let you have that one. Oh. Yeah, just come out with me this weekend, and we'll play cards on the boat car.
So we're gonna wait. Five more days until the next weekend.
Yeah. She's not ready. Yeah, man.
I thought this was like a right now thing.
Yeah. Oh no! I just wanted to get you excited about the week to come.
Oh.
You
know, okay.
To show you, I'm gonna close the door now. Don't tell anybody I have this car boat though, because then all the neighbors are gonna want to get in on it.
You're gonna close the door from this hidden room that you keep it in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's actually a curtain door, but I'm gonna pull the curtain.
Yeah. It's like a closet door.
Yeah. Well, it's in a sacred place. You know, this is my sanctuary, so I just want to keep it safe.
So you have a sanctuary, and now you also have a car boat that you're going to use to get away from your sanctuary?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I have a sea sanctuary and a land sanctuary. You know, a person's got to have multiple sanctuaries.
Well, because this thing works as such a good boat, I mean, couldn't we just drive it down the road and hang out inside of it and pretend we were in the water?
that would just defeat the purpose. You know why? That would be like saying, you know, you take out a bike and you go, you know, just sort of drive the bike when maybe that bike can also take you through, you know, a swamp. Like, you gotta use it for all it's worth.
Did Bill show you his sanctuary?
Well, maybe. Did he show you the sanctuary?
I see what you're trying to do. Let's just say Bill's got a lot of sanctuaries.
He's multiple?
He's a multi-sanctuary kind of guy.
I just...
Tell me if you saw it. I just want to hear that you saw Bill's sanctuary. Just say it, and then we can move on from there.
His wife, you saw me here. Did you see me looking at his sanctuary?
Just say
that. I'm just trying to leave your house. I'm just trying to leave your house.
I know. And you're a guest in our house, and I just...
I know, and I'm the time for me to leave. And I think I should go now. You're not letting me leave.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's just, I know you're Bill's friend primarily, and you just kind of see me as an
You just keep putting out more pickles, and you know I can't resist them if you could just stop.
Thank you. That's my pickle sanctuary. See? I just gave a secret to you.
You have your own sanctuary?
I have my own pickle sanctuary. Sorry, I'm a little puckered from all that brine. Sometimes you got to try the product when you make it. So, just admit it, because Bill, look, I'm going to level with you.
Okay.
Bill's been keeping secrets from me. I don't think they're bad secrets, it's just that I want to connect with him on a level that he connects with his friends.
Okay.
And, these sanctuaries, I think, is the way to get there. So just let me know which one it is and where he keeps it.
I mean, I'm fairly certain that the whole point of those is to separate his life, and for me to break that trust would be to break that friendship, and I don't want to do that.
I am his wife.
I am his friend.
Okay. I don't want to play the hierarchy card here, but I kind of... Me and Bill go back a long time. We were friends too first. Did you know that? We started out friends.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I didn't know that. I was in your wedding, and I've been a part of your relationship
for a long time. You never spent the time to get to know me, and that's fine. You're just the means for me to get closer to my husband, and that's fine.
That's all I am to you? I'm not your husband's friend?
Look, I'm sorry. Maybe I've been coming on a little strong. I'll just loosen up these hand ties here.
Okay, thank you.
Look, I don't mean to come on so strong, but maybe just let me know where it is, and maybe we can be closer friends.
This puts me in a really uncomfortable situation. And I don't feel like friends would do that to each other.
You're saying me getting off on the wrong foot, huh?
I'm saying this is a rough start to a new friendship that you're not doing a good job of kindling.
So that's why I have this pillow. I have to bring it to work. It's standardized. It's part of HR.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Wow. I'm really impressed. It's a nice pillow.
Yeah.
And I guess I just need to get a splinter in my butt so I can get one, too.
Yeah, really. It's great. I mean, there are splinters everywhere. I mean, there's the bus bench. It's all I'm saying is possible. You could find yourself in a situation where you can get a splinter in your butt.
Wow, I'm so sorry. Also, like, if you don't want to talk about it, because it's a really tough thing, it sounds like. I just love to gossip, so please tell me.
Oh, I'm just so glad I'm finally the center of attention at this office. Like, I mean, we gossip so much about other people. It's just kind of cool to be like, wow, people are talking about me.
Wow, that's very special. Well, I will tell you that I tend to take over the role as the person who's the center of attention. Mm. It happened to me in my last 3 jobs. And it didn't take very long, so enjoy it while you have it.
Oh, wow.
And I usually, just next week during work, I'm going to start wearing really low-cut tops to every meeting and dropping things on the floor.
Okay.
And it's just how I roll. Yeah. I don't usually last very long at jobs, I gotta, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you had mentioned that when you first came on, that this would only be a temporary situation. So I will do whatever I can to make sure it lasts however long you think it should last.
Oh, that's so kind of you.
Yeah,
of course. Wow. No one's ever said however long they think it should last before. Usually they're like, wow, you're the center of attention and I want that. So you're fired.
Yeah. No, I mean, really, I'd who wants to be the center of attention all the time? That's just not me. That's not the person who I think it's like too much. Mm-hmm. I think this whole butt thing for me will be a short-lived thing, and then you can totally take over.
Oh, thank you. That's so kind.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. I don't think I'm really just built for it. You know, like I just feel like I'm just not mentally prepared to be the center of attention all the time. It's okay.
Yeah, it's hard.
I got it. Yeah.
It's really hard. You got to pack a lot of snacks for the day. Mm-hmm. You got to make sure you have extra deodorant just in case you get a little too sweaty from all the extra, you know, attention. You got to make sure that your phone is totally clean because you're going to get a lot of numbers and you're going to need to make sure that they're not, your phone's not full. So those are just my few tips.
Yeah. No, I'm so glad that we share cubicles because, you know, I would have gotten all this attention from the butt swinner. I would not have known how to sift through all of this stuff. So.
Hey, thanks for meeting us at the park. I'm so glad us exhibitionists can get together like this and just kind of like let it hang out and just like absorb as much attention as we can get. We are the beacons of attention. And today I'm just going to go with, I'm going to kind of dress up in a squirrel outfit and just, you know, those people that throw bread on the benches. I'm just going to go. Just gobble up their attention, gobble up the little crumbs. I don't want to tell you how to do your exhibitionism, but you know, feel free to share. Just give ourselves ideas, maybe.
Ooh, I have an idea. I saw, oopsies, I saw around the corner, there's a house, and they have a new boat in the yard. Oh. And I don't know, I just wanted to lay it out there that if you need somewhere new to go in your squirrel outfit, you know, somebody's boat in their yard sounds fun.
That's fun. That's like already grabbing attention anyway. Mm-hmm. That's kind of good. Maybe I can absorb some of that side attention. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And you're getting my attention right now. Well done. You're just absorbing. Oh.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I decided to try this new tanning cream that's sort of an orange green.
Mm, I noticed.
And yeah, it's a little, you know, actually it's just right. Because it's bright, colorful. I feel good. I feel good. What about you?
Oh, I'm spending the day sitting in a stroller.
Oh.
You know, people, they love babies. So I'm going to sit in the stroller. And, you know, when people come by and they pinch my cheek and they want to give me a push or some candy, I'm going to go with it.
Can we hear some, maybe the sounds you might make? I just want to know I find a stroller and I'm...
Oh, you know, just be like, baby noise.
Oh.
Whoa.
Okay, just sum it all up.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. I feel like just going straight to the point and telling them the noise that I'm making.
Yeah. Was probably the best way. Let them hear what they want to hear,
yeah.
Do you need a burp?
Oh, burp noise?
Oh, yeah, I'll burp you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Because you said baby noise, and I mean, I just was so real, I wanted to burp you.
Yeah, I did too. I wanted to like, put my finger in his mouth and,
Put your fingers in babies' mouths?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, we always do that.
Right? Yeah. Okay, well, I guess from I'm a baby, go for it.
Yeah, I was teething that. Just
chewing on your finger a little bit. Ouch! Don't just clink your. Uh-huh. That hurt a little. Okay, I've learned my lesson. Oh, don't get my finger in a baby's mouth anymore. Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is working out well for me. Okay, so what's your plan for the day?
Oh, I was just gonna go around throwing bird seed at people. Thought maybe they might be a little hungry. You know, just sort of get it in their mouths a little. You know, or maybe put some on the ground, see how many run and gather at the same time. And then see who fights over it.
Maybe just say maybe something like congratulations when you throw it at them. Maybe they're probably celebrating something. Probably. That's like a common thing.
Ooh, like congratulations, you're alive today.
Yeah.
Sometimes like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Just what married. Else? So, like what else is everybody going through right now?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
I like
that's
that.
That's good.
Like, good for you. You had a bowel movement today. Like, yes, more your body's working regularly. Yeah.
Getting a little snack. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
I like that.
So the kids stopped playing with the ping pong table. So I turned it into a pool table. There is like a big bump right in the middle from where the net used to be. But, you know, I turned the one toy into a new one, and we'll just see how it works out.
Okay. I mean, I appreciate your ingenuity.
Thank you.
I'm just wondering how the pocket, there's no pockets on a pool table. The ping pong, I'm sorry. I'm just confused. Yeah.
Well, okay, so it's not done yet, all right? Like, I tried just cutting the pockets off my pants and putting them on there, but turns out if you do that, they're opened on one end.
Okay.
Which doesn't work out well.
All right.
So, you know, I'm still figuring it out, but I know that you can take one ball and hit another one on the surface.
Okay. Great. So I'll keep working on the taxes.
Thank you.
And you keep working on your... I don't even
know. We both have our jobs around the house.
Yeah.
And my job is to make the most of our children's upbringing.
Mom, did you get the tax refund yet so we can go on our vacation?
Soon. I'm almost done. I have probably another hour of work to do on it.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, Mom, you're so awesome. I mean, you're showing me that as a woman, I could totally kick ass with math. So
thank you.
I'm gonna say thank you.
I'm doing it all by hand on paper. So TurboTax,
yeah, no, be damned. Yeah. And she's not even using a scientific calculator either.
Did you see how I made you guys a pool table?
Yeah, Dad, no, I
did that by hand, just so you know.
Yeah, but Mom can
robots do... or whatever.
Mom can do long division, though, which is it's pretty awesome. I mean, that's why I picked her to come to school with me tomorrow for a Take Your Parent to Work Day.
Yeah.
No offense, Dad, but, like, Mom could do it in, like, under 5 seconds.
I'm going to show the class the tax return.
I'm so excited.
I mean,
1098E or a 1099C.
I can come too. I have nothing scheduled.
It's okay, Dad. No, you really don't have to. It's okay.
You didn't get a W-2 because you didn't work, so you cannot come. I mean, I'm sorry. I will be taking all of the W-2s to show the class. And as a person who didn't receive one this year, I just feel like you should stay at home.
Okay, I asked for one. I asked for one.
Yeah. From who? From what job would you ask for one?
Yeah, Dad, you got to work to actually get it. I mean, I have a job and I get a W-2. I mean, it's a part-time job. But.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that you needed... I thought you just asked. Yeah, I mean, I've been wandering around the neighborhood for a few weeks now asking people, like, can I get one of those W-2s? And
I just...
As of yet, Dad, no. Somebody gave me a W-1, which I tried to make into a W-2 myself.
No, Dad, you can't.
Way more hard than making a ping pong table into a pool table.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is, W-1.
Yeah. Dad, it's okay. You don't have to try so hard. Like,
okay.
Mom's just like, these are her natural abilities. Like, she can't help it.
She doesn't even know what a W-1 is.
Okay. Dad, I think you're trying too hard.
It's not a thing. Yeah. I think Tim, who lives down the street, probably gave you a piece of gum wrapper and told you it was a tax form. That's my guess.
Yeah, I just Googled it. Mom's right. W-1s don't exist.
Agatha, can I talk to you?
Sure.
Okay, I don't mean to interrupt you in the middle of your art project here, but you've been putting flower beds in the bottom, or bear traps in the bottom of your flower beds? Anything, you see something wrong here?
Just in case I want to catch a bear. It seemed practical.
But you've been selling it to everyone around town. The city loves your loves your art, but it's just a matter of time.
Well, it's like, if you put your hand in someone else's art without asking, you deserve to have your hand stuck in it.
Okay. See, that's just, we're going to probably get sued. You know, it's just a matter of time.
And okay, that's not going to hold up. Little signs that says don't touch the artwork. And if they do, it's like, you know, think of it like red light cameras. You know, if you get caught, you did it. So you get a ticket. Same thing. You put your hand in the art display that says don't put your hand in the art.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're saying someone's a criminal for the art they brought to actually engage with it? It's like someone that, you know, if the ink goes off in a heist movie, they're still the criminals. These people aren't criminals. They're buying your artwork. They're supporting you.
Well, maybe the truth is I don't want them to have it because they aren't good enough for it.
Well, then why even sell it? What, you think you're better than everyone?
Yes, I am definitely better than most people. I'm smart, I'm good at art, and, you know, frankly, I won the lottery last year, so I don't need their money.
Whoa, Agatha, wow, you are, like, acting way older than you really are right now, and especially playing the lottery and everything. Like, you know, you're 12.
Yeah.
You act like you're more than 12.
Well, my mind is more than 12. My body is wasting away. Flesh machine is just... It's more than 12.
Agatha, you are a healthy 12-year-old. You're talking as if you're...
Agatha, they don't understand us. They don't understand our art. No. They just don't, you know. I mean, some people have to bleed to understand what art is.
That's right.
Yeah.
I bleed. I sing. I feel everything like I'm 45 instead of 12, and I want the world to know it.
Exactly. No one understands us that we're just so beyond our years. Like, our bodies trap us.
Yes.
They send to the world that we're young and we're, you know, naive and that we're just so inept, but really we're mentally beyond, beyond what it means to be a preteen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I made this sculpture out of rats.
Out of rats?
Out of dead rat bodies.
Oh my God. Yeah. You're brilliant.
Thank you.
That one's still alive.
Oh, let me just
kill it. Okay. Perfect. It's dead. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Making the kids sit on the hard floor seems to be aging them quicker than normal. We need to come up with a new strategy.
I don't think it's in the budget, though.
There's nothing we can come up with other than the floor for them to sit on.
Oh, well, that was going to take money. The floor is free, okay? It came with the building.
It was already here?
Yeah.
We can't even get, like a rug or anything to put over it?
Where are we going to find a rug that's not probably covered in bed bugs or...
I don't know, rug stores?
Shoe lice? What?
Rug stores? Aren't there rug stores?
Yeah, but that costs money. We have to go, where's the free economy isn't as what it used to be.
Maybe can't just a fundraiser? These kids, I mean, they're gonna be in old age by the time they get out of school here.
Oh, man, I don't know what to tell
you. Their bodies are breaking down.
Guys, the kids are demanding milk. Do we have any more milk?
They're
rioting. They're actually gathering together and they're banging down the door. We need milk.
Well... You purchased a goat because you said, you know, it's like, teach a kid to fish, give him a fish. You figured if we bought a goat, we would just always have an endless supply of milk.
Unfortunately, we couldn't really pay for the food for that goat, so it's a little malnourished. It's really only kicking out like a half a pint.
These are angry kindergartners. They found the scissors. They know where the pencil sharpener is. I'm not going back in there with that milk.
Oh, my. I don't, maybe just lock them in there for a minute while we... figure this out? I don't...
I mean, did the left-handed kid find the left-handed pair of scissors?
Yes, yes, they did. This is how serious this is. I have an exterior of calm right now, but on the inside, I'm screaming.
That's you screaming, or is that the kid?
I think it's both. I can't even tell anymore.
Well, because we can hear that, so that must be the kids.
That's probably... Yes, that's them.
God, that's so
You deprive them of a soft floor, you don't give them milk with a goat that's tapped out, and they're pissed.
Oh, man. You know, it's hard. It's hard being principal and vice principal of this school, okay?
Yeah, well...
Budget cuts and, like...
How do you think it's hard for the rest of us? I have to go in there with a plastic shield to protect myself.
You're not the only teacher in the school, okay? All the classes have the same issues. We're working on it.
Yeah. Working on it? Could you work a little faster on it? Because I think the problem is the two of you. I think the kids are right. I think they should come up with a list of demands. And their first one would probably be to get rid of both of you.
We're a contemporary school here. We're
You've got psychology degrees. Neither one of you actually has children, and you sit in your offices all day. You have story time together. You never come out and actually be in
the classroom. We have the best stories. I don't want to hear any kids telling their stories. You ever hear a kid's story?
Spoilers.
I have a list of demands. May I come in? Actually, nope, I'm not going to ask. I'm just coming in.
Well, okay.
Come on in, Toby. I mean, Toby, yes.
Hi, Toby.
I've got my eyes on both of you. And I think that you both aren't good at your jobs.
Okay.
And I have a list of demands, as my teacher has said.
Yes, and by the way, I'm a good literacy teacher, so Toby can actually read this list on his own. Go ahead, Toby.
Okay. Demand number one. We would like a classroom refrigerator, please, so that I have somewhere to put the lovely lunch that my lovely mother has packed for me. Okay.
I would recommend that your mother just puts one of those ice packs in your lunch to keep it cool through the day.
Maybe just do the hoof ends of the loaf, the crusty end, so you don't have to worry about anything, any bacteria getting in there.
You need to refreeze an ice pack for it to be good for most of the day.
Overnight? You can just freeze it overnight when you go home?
Well, considering we can't turn the heat off in our classroom, everything gets very warm.
Yeah.
We got to pick one, okay? We got to pick hot or cold. Would you rather have the cold?
I would like a normal demand number two. Room temperature. Mm-hmm. Classroom, please.
I mean, the thermostats that came with this building only have on-off switches.
Yeah, and not to mention your body comes with its own natural
regulation.
Okay, but when there
that's not on us.
There are multiple children, so there are multiple thermostats in that room. We can't regulate every child to be at the same temperature.
You can turn it off when you have to.
Keep going, Toby.
And three. I would like a rug, please. I heard you talking about the rug.
I am with you on this one.
Guys, it's not me. I'm not the bad guy here.
Okay, yeah. Yes, you are.
They're walking around on cement floors in there. Do you know how many kids have black and blues and bruises on their cute little knees?
I can't help it if parents don't want to fund this because they want their kids to learn how to grow up fast, okay? That's the only reason. We have money. I'm just not allowed to use it. One of those fancy art schools, okay? Parents want you guys to struggle so that you can kick out your best artwork.
Well, I mean, who is that one kid in your classroom who's always happy and playing? He's far behind, but he carries his own pillow to sit on.
Oh, you mean Sally? Yes.
Yeah, I mean, she seems like a wonderful child, but she's far behind the rest of her classmates. Maybe she can pass her pillow around. You could use Sally's pillow, Toby. Is that
your pillow?
I like your critical thinking and your ability to extrapolate off an idea, but I would like to not share Sally's pillow because I don't know how many times Sally has farted in a day.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's a lot. And I don't know. I think your rug idea was good, and you shouldn't let your other
He's the full principal. I'm the vice principal.
I'm a full principal, not just a partial principal.
I'm only here if he were to pass, then I step up.
That's, would you like me to kill him?
No, I don't want him to be
killed. Toby, I appreciate your effort. You got a star, a gold star for effort, Toby.
Thank you.
Too hard, okay? Maybe this school...
Toby is committed.
I'll see you in the parking lot.
Oh, my God.
Welcome back to Treehouse Sessions. Is that what this is being called? Yeah, welcome back to the tree line. We're going to do another set for y'all. We're going to get a word randomly from ourselves in our own minds. Anyone got something that's in there? How about amber?
Amber.
And that's why you put the campfire out before you go to bed.
But it's like a nightlight. I just want it to burn like all night long.
I'm this close to quitting being scout leader. I'm just so frustrated at you kids.
Why are we forced to go to bed? I could sit by the fire all evening.
Yeah, you could watch the fire. You could trust him with flames.
You're kids, okay? You need to go to bed at a certain time. Just because we're in the woods doesn't mean we just act all wild.
It's dark in the woods.
You're scared of the dark?
The woods are dark.
I just enjoy sitting here by the fire. I find it relaxing. And I find it more relaxing than sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. Eric, you need to respect my authority as scout leader, okay? I've been entrusted with your safety and with your sleep schedules. I don't want you to be all cranky in the morning, because that is what happened.
Yeah, but like, we should just get up whenever we want to get up. Like, what's the point of getting up before the sun comes up? I don't understand that.
What's the point of it?
What's the point? The sun's not even up yet.
Like, you gotta get the day. The day is gonna get away from us. Now here we are, waiting in your time out. No. And I'm interrupting your time out period. I shouldn't even be giving you my presence right now.
Hey, everybody. I just want to let you know that there is a mountain lion in our cabin. So I don't think we'll be able to go in there and go to sleep.
Okay, oh, no. You're not going to...
That's
okay.
Dangerous.
No, seriously,
someone
there's one
die.
In the cabin.
Teresa? Okay.
We would die. That's a death. We would go in there for death.
We would die, but I don't think Teresa would be so calm. Okay, I'm going to call.
I think scout Teresa's leader. On to something. Teresa's looking out for us better than you are, Counselor Ted.
Teresa's wearing Puma sneakers. Yeah. Which is, a Puma's another name for a mountain lion. So she obviously knows.
Eric, I know that. And Teresa, thank you. I don't think you need to associate with the bad kids, okay? I don't mean to call them bad kids in front of them.
I feel like your label is not nice.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I didn't mean It's just that I really don't want you guys to get eaten.
Teresa, just stop it.
I am very thankful for this.
I didn't even think that was a possibility. Thank you, Teresa.
You are the best boondoggler of everyone here. You are the number one finder of prints for animals.
Teresa's good at everything.
She's great at everything, and you don't need this. Just hang out with the other kids that are good.
It really ate my shirt. Like, I looked in the window, and it was eating my favorite camp shirt. I'm serious, and I missed that shirt already.
Scout Leader Ryan, you never told us that mountain lions live in these cabins. What kind of credentials do you have?
Eric, what kind of credentials do you have? In timeout, yeah, you're not allowed to be talking back to me like that.
Yeah, his name is Ryan. Yeah, we don't even really pay attention to you. You don't seem to have your facts in order. I mean, Eric knows how to deal with the fires, and Teresa's doing a great job identifying harmful creatures.
You know what? I've been keeping my kid a secret from all of you. Did you know he was even on this trip with us?
Yeah, you brought your son with you.
So you do know. And I wish I could introduce him to you all. I really do. And that's the only reason I'm doing this.
You wish you could, but he's probably in that cabin being eaten
now. There's
no
mountain lion.
Yeah, it's not a very good parent.
He's in the cabin and he's hiding in his sleeping bag.
Teresa, this is the Florida Keys, okay? There is no way there is a mountain lion there.
I don't think
in
his
sleeping bag
Teresa.
Hiding my kid. Huh?
Teresa got a 5 on her AP bio exam, so I think Teresa knows what an animal looks like.
Teresa, I can clearly see the scissors in your pocket. Were you shredded up the bottom of your t-shirt you are wearing now? We probably were practicing.
She probably fixed it. Like, the mountain lion probably took out a chunk and she made the fray look really cool.
Yeah, and I was using the scissors for self-defense.
Yeah.
From the mountain lion. Also, just so you know that climate change is affecting the area, that's why the mountain lions are here.
Teresa, do you want me to have to tell your mother and your father?
Sure, I'll go for it.
You don't mean that.
I do mean that, because, you know, if we all go back there, we're all going to be dead.
Before Eric and Amanda started coming on these trips, I've known you. We've been on so many trips together before these two started coming.
We're just showing people who you really are. Like, you're just not inept at this job. You're just not good at it.
Great at this job.
You're inept at this job.
A scout myself. How dare you?
Yeah, in the city. You were a scout in the city. That's different from being out in the woods. It's not like you're from the city. The roughest thing you had to do was
things we do are different, but inside. It's still interacting. It's survival is just as hard in a cityscape as it is in an outdoor escape. Central Florida is no place to just dilly-dally. You could die.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Really. Oh, my gosh. There's a mountain lion. Remember? Okay, yeah. If you want to bring up how we know each other, remember that time I saved you from the rabid cat on your fire escape? Yeah.
Yeah, Teresa. Exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Now you're not. See? But now, I know you don't like lying. I know it's going to bother you, and it is bothering you. Just to hang out with these couple of...
Whatever.
Rock beats scissors.
Fuck.
Sorry.
Fine. Okay, you can have my Hostess cakes and my Twinkies. You can take my lunch. Yep. Fine, it's all yours.
I don't know why you always throw scissors every day.
It's reliable. I feel like in a situation, they can save you if you need
saving. It's predictable. There's only 3 choices, and every day we play for keeps for our desserts.
Figure one day I'll win, you know? Like, one day you'll let me win. I don't know, one or the other.
Okay. I will never throw paper. I'm telling you that now.
Okay, as your friend. You're taking the excitement out of this for me. Like, you're taking away any shred of hope that I have that maybe one day this lunch encounter will go differently.
If you throw paper, you will win. I'm telling you that.
Aren't you just tired of the predictability of it all? I mean, the same thing.
I am.
Sloppy
That's
Joe's
why I'm telling you to do
day,
something
rock,
else.
Paper, scissors,
everything's predictable.
Yeah, not the kids at the Montessori school. They do all kinds of stuff. They get to play with clay. What do we get to play with? Nothing.
Play-Doh. It's sort of dry. It's kind of like clay.
It's crusty. It's been used before. It's not fresh.
Okay, you guys, as a producer on The Bachelor here, you guys are going to have to talk about something more intense or even, I don't know, mildly sexual. Or people are going to turn the TV off, okay?
This is important. We're raising educational issues about the state of education right now. This is important. We need to talk about what kind of education
you're
getting.
Who do you think he's going to pick?
Well,
the person who's predictable or the one who can predict the predictable?
Okay, well, neither of you are going to be in the show at all at this point because you're so boring. Okay?
And you're not going to go into the little discussion room where you talk alone about each other unless you start having some drama about each other.
I feel like your drama is forcing us to do things that we normally just wouldn't do.
Okay.
Just feel like that's misleading the public into thinking that we would naturally fight each other when really I'm okay with her.
Yeah, we don't have issues, and when we do, we can talk them out in a peaceful manner. Yeah, we communicate
really well.
Yeah, just bring it, you know, you could bring it up a notch, and I don't know, instead of rock, paper, scissors, just sort of replace it with, I don't know, your discussion of your favorite lipstick. What's the best lipstick?
I think that's kind of putting pressure on women that they have to use lipstick.
Jesse, when you, just making sure that you vetted the new castmates before you put them in the show, these two don't seem like the right fit.
Boss, they said some very scandalous stuff when they were talking to me earlier, like about how climate change was going to change
destroy the world.
Face of America as we know it. And
okay,
Jesse. And other people I thought they were implying like bikinis would be happening more and like maybe some G-strings on dudes. I thought that's what they were getting at, but...
We talked about the wage gap, too. We thought that was a pretty important thing in our
audition. Yeah, the gap. See, boss? The gap. She's talking about the gap again.
Inequality is really a big issue in this world.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, Jesse. So, as you know, this show is how people escape, and they use it to make themselves feel better because of how pathetic other people are, but they can't be pathetic and boring. It has to be, they have to be a little bit shallow and not smart. I'm sorry, you just don't.
Well, don't worry, we're only 70% as boring as every man on this show.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. And by the way, I think that you're boring is pretty awesome out of boring.
Thank you. I feel the same way about
you. You know, if you win, I think we both win, you know? Like, if any woman wins on the show, it's a win for all. I want you to win.
You stop that.
No, you.
Oh, man. I feel like... so out of place here, but that's also what makes us so unique.
Yeah. Why do you feel out of place?
I mean, probably because I was born a werewolf.
Oh, my God.
And we're in a vampire college.
Oh, my God. I was born, let me tell you, I was born a narwhal. I'm not supposed to be here either.
How did you even get in, though? It's harder to hide that.
I told them it was a giant fang that came out of my head.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, and they just believed it.
Oh, man. And I feel so weird when we're, like, everyone's supposed to, like, bite someone on the neck. I'm just gumming them up, and then I have a fake little ketchup packets and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Or we just sell it.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen you sell it. You sell it. I was scared.
Yeah. And I was, like, a little bit suspicious of you at first, but I'm like, okay, she's different. And I'm different. And I could tell because you always did the water bites.
Like water bites, where I stab people in the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not really stabbing them. It's just ketchup.
Oh, first I got nervous. I was like, oh my God. Yeah. You were condoning murder. And I'm like, oh, that's not who we are. Ketchup. Yeah, that's a vampire thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not really one of them. So.
Oh, man, that's so cool. I'm kind of pumped we got teamed up as roommates because, pretty cool.
So I'll let you know when if I have someone over, I'm going to put like a can of tuna on the doorknob.
Yeah. I was going to talk to you about that. Could you stop leaving those notes in like cans of tuna form? Fish and mackerel.
Oh, sorry. I didn't. Is it smelly? Oh, it's smelly, isn't it?
For me, it is. See, you're not used to that. Yeah. For me, I'm sorry. It starts to smell and I have a note. We have this thing, a nose. It's like,
oh, picks shoot. Up. I'm so sorry. You're right. I have no nose. Like, it's just a horn. I didn't think of that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And if I'm going to be with someone, which I won't because I'm waiting for marriage, obviously. But if I do, I'm just going to put a little picture of a moon up there. It just makes me feel comfortable.
Okay. Well, I'm okay with that. That won't bother me.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. That doesn't smell or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, if I stab the picture with my horn, it's just like I kind of walk into things all the time. So if you come home and there's like a hole in it, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Look, I get it. We both have our downfalls, our pitfalls.
Yeah.
So that's why I brought my son with me to work. He's just in a sleeping bag under my desk. He won't cause any problems.
Oh, he better not. You are not supposed to bring him here.
Oh, it's fine. Look, nothing ever happens in this office anyway. He's just going to sleep under my desk. I'll get my report to you by 5.
I just don't understand who you think you are. I am the boss. I am the one who decides.
Yeah, Frank, we've been over this. I know. I get it. No worries.
We've been over this?
Yeah, we've been over this. You're the boss. You're the one with the office down at the end. You're the head of, you know, campus advising.
Yeah.
We get it.
It's what I do for a living.
Yeah, you advise the campus. We get it.
I'm the head campus advisor.
Yes.
I'm above you.
Yes, I know.
Who is a...
I'm a trainee.
Middle tier
trainee advisor. Yeah, we've been over this.
Mommy?
Hi, honey.
Oh. This guy sounds like an asshole.
Yeah, honey, he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want me to kick him in the leg when he walks by?
Oh, sweetie, you are so, so thoughtful. See, my son is learning about conflict resolution in the workplace.
Your son sounds like a little dick.
Hi, sir, you sound like an asshole.
You sound like a little dick.
You should give my mom a raise.
Okay, oh, I should?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe I would if you would shut up and go home like you're supposed to,
child. Don't talk to my son that way.
I'm not at home because there was a mountain lion in my cabin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. The whole camp shut down, actually. And one counselor got fired. It was pretty, pretty bad.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's safe now because there's no mountain lions here in this office.
Just I know that.
You. Yeah.
This office is in a wildlife preserve and all the animals have left.
Well, except for this little snake that we found. My son likes to play with snakes. So he's
You brought a snake.
He's just in my bottom.
You brought a snake into my office.
Yeah, he's a great snake. Okay. And he's also like a magic snake. And he tells me when people who don't give their employees raises are around.
Okay. I have a very bad magic allergy. Mm-hmm. Okay. I am breaking out in hives already due to the mystical powers you've brought with you in a reptilian form.
Good. Okay? Feel it.
This is your son. You knew this.
Yes, I knew this already.
You know
my
son allergies.
Is gifted. My son
it's
is
on
gifted.
The allergy board.
I can't predict this stuff, Frank. I know your allergies are on the allergy board.
Everybody's allergies are on the allergy board. That's why it's
we
there.
Know, Frank.
So we all know.
I know. Okay. Okay. But my son needs space to explore his creativity. So let's not stamp that
if
out.
If you need space, why are you jamming him underneath your desk?
Okay, well, it's the biggest spot in this entire
it's
office.
It's a tent, obviously. It's not a desk. It's a desk tent. And all of my friends are under here, including Mr. Snake.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Honey, I found this extra lunch in the fridge. Why don't you feed this to your snake?
Oh,
you guys can snack on it.
Thanks, Mom. It says boss on the label.
Yeah, it's...
You're going to eat Bruce Springsteen's lunch?
I don't know who that is, except he's like an old guy who plays music, right?
Yeah, it sounds like you know exactly who he is.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, Frank, just so you know, you and Bruce are not on the same level. Frank, just because you call yourself Bruce Springsteen in the third person when we have meetings, it's not catching on.
Okay, I have the same name as him, okay? It's B. Frank Springsteen. Mm-hmm. I go by Frank so people don't confuse me. Right. My first name is actually Bruce.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Frank. Honey, how's that tuna milk going for you?
It's good. I gave some of it to Mr. Snake.
Oh, how nice. Okay, good. Frank, actually, it is getting kind of tight in here. Can we move into your office for the rest of the day? I think between my son and his pet snake, we need a little extra room.
This is so aggressive.
Yeah.
You are mid-tier.
I know that, but are you going to deny my son and my son's pet snake?
I don't want a snake in my office. It's my sanctuary.
It's fine.
He's censoring me.
Don't.
He's censoring
me. I won't let him.
My son talks to snakes. He's a snake charmer.
You can't hear that? You can't hear that snake talking? It's a magic snake.
I
you
don't
can't
have
hear
the abilities. My son has the abilities. I just support him in what he needs.
Mr. Snake, what kind of sandwich would you like for lunch now that I have fed you Bruce Springsteen's sandwich?
More Springsteen.
More Springsteen?
See how articulate my son is? My son is super articulate.
Oh, God. He's coming right at me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's, Mr. Snake. Use your magic.
Yes.
are you hiding in this closet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, there's that guy with the knife walking around the house right now, and I was really hoping to hide in this closet. Could you maybe pick a different spot?
No way, man. No. I'm good. You're drawing attention. If you could just move on. Just
I mean, he's upstairs. We're downstairs, and...
I can hear him going down the stairs. If you could just find another... There's plenty of closets. Okay, it's a three-bedroom...
Like, I'm definitely bigger than you are, and this is the largest closet. I was just looking for maybe a little comfort.
Dude, just get out of here. Just get the heck out of here. I got here first. Just find your own place. You're always trying to take other people's things when they find something
good. I'm not as fast as you, okay? So I need a better hiding spot. You're able to run better than I am.
You spent the whole first minute when he broke open the lock. Yeah. You spent the whole first minute just talking about best... best places to go. You just gotta go. You gotta sometimes just react, okay? I'm already here. Just go.
Yeah, this was the first place I listed from my list of best places to hide, and you came here.
Dude, by the time you came up with that list, I was already up here, okay? You can't just shout it out.
All right. producer, you guys know me. All right. I'm sorry. I just left the Bachelor set a week ago. I thought that a haunted house would be a better fit for me as a producer. But clearly, you guys need to just bring it up a notch.
We're not being sexy enough? Is that...
You gotta be sexy.
I'm wearing is my bathing suit.
He's just wearing a bathing suit. I don't know how much more sexy we can get.
Well, you're not fighting. You're not, one of you's not ripping the other one's hair out while you could just make him leave the closet.
There's a closet door between us.
You could rip it off of its hinges.
Who am I supposed to kill? I got the knife. I'm ready to attack one of these ladies.
All of them.
Right? What?
Just kill all of them.
I put the lipstick on. You told me to. I put on a little, it's called Fire Engine Red.
Yeah, you look better. Yeah. You guys know this isn't a real knife, okay?
It's rubber.
I don't mean to tell you how to do your job. Look, I'm just an actor here.
Yeah.
But I just don't think it's believable if we're just kind of sexy and rubbing oil on each other and pulling each other's hair. I don't think we would do that if we were being attacked by a serial killer. It doesn't feel real.
It doesn't feel natural.
Plus, they're really slippery and they slip out of my hands when I go to grab them.
Okay, so for that, okay, well.
Just saying it's tough.
That works, I guess, but.
Might be allergic to the body oil.
Maybe they do know I should.
None of you are cut out for this, okay? Okay. None of you.
Well, I really just want to, like, own my own pizza truck, so.
Oh, my God.
You're saying I'm not cut out to be a victim?
You're not cut out to be a victim on TV.
What? I feel victimized.
I played a victim in the background of a car accident on an episode of Party of Five one point. So I've done this before.
That's a really good show. Well, then you know what? You were actually outside the age range of our contract as well. So you must have lied on your application.
What? I think that I would kill anybody no matter what age they were if I was a serial killer. I don't think.
Yeah, why would a serial killer mind somebody's age?
Because this is sexy. This is a sexy reality show where we set people up to be in creepy situations with strangers that they don't actually like.
Oh, so would I kill them or can I ask them out for a date? Want to get coffee? You want to get coffee sometime?
Jeez. I think maybe you haven't seen my IMDb, okay? I don't know if you've heard of it, CSI Miami. I'll just pause. Oh, wow. No, you haven't heard of it?
I have. That's one of the newer ones. That's more new than CSI, the original one.
Yeah. Well, not for nothing, but okay. So I was the opening act person that was murdered. So I think I know a little something about how to get murdered right and make it look real and not look... You know, it's not about how sexy you look. Sometimes it's about how, like, real you play and how...
Did you put the tuna can on the door?
I did.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Because last time, your roommate kind of interrupts at the most awkward times.
I know. It's because he has this smell thing. And I told him I wouldn't use tuna cans, but I couldn't find anything else that I could, like, pick up and not destroy. Mm-hmm. So it was really the only thing I could put on the doorknob.
Yeah, I just feel like it's just, he doesn't get it. Like, I mean, I know, I'm also not digging the garlic smell either. Like, I just, you know, it's just tough. I just feel like he doesn't get it.
He doesn't. But you get it.
Totally get it. So glad I mean, you're a narwhal. Like, you're so sexy.
Oh, thank you.
Just wanted to say that.
Thank you so much. I didn't think I would fit in at this school.
No.
But you're the only one who seems to have noticed that I am not actually a vampire besides my roommate. Yeah. Like, everyone else is still believing that this is Fangs somehow.
Yeah. Look, everyone's catching on, though. They're like, who's the sexy vampire with one fang?
It's wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm so embarrassed. Yeah, I mean, I'm flattered.
You should feel really good. I just think you've outgrown your roommate, you know? Like, he's just old school. You know what I mean? He still sleeps in a coffin. Like, we're beyond coffins. Like, just kick him out.
But we're friends.
Oh. He's from the Ottoman Empire. He doesn't even really get it. I mean, look at his family heritage. Like, you don't want to associate with him.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa. I mean, I just thought we were going to hook up. I didn't think you were going to talk to me about my roommate.
Just trying to help you out. Like, socially, this is suicide if you're going to hang out with
him. Oh, my gosh.
So you're kicking me out of the room?
I'm sorry. It's just that I don't want to be a virgin by the end of this semester. And I feel like it's just not going to happen otherwise. I'm sorry.
What? If you have to kick me out just so you can get a little fang?
Yeah.
That's...
I'll always love you, though.
Yeah, right. Look, I heard that whole conversation. I was in the quad, but, you know, I have really good hearing, obviously.
I know.
I heard you just... That was just one experience. I feel like there's plenty of other vamps here. Maybe, like, give it a shot before you just kick me out right away. You're so horny. I get it.
I am. Jeez. And I don't know. I feel like, you know, if you're going to judge my boyfriend, then I think I should be able to say, like, as a werewolf, you shouldn't sleep in a coffin because that is just, like, you're trying to be somebody else.
Okay. I'm not trying to co-opt their way. It's just to blend in. So it's for my own safety.
Okay.
I don't...
You're right.
We've burnt every single thing in these woods.
Oh my gosh.
The fire is going to go out.
What are we going to do?
How are we going to keep this going?
I don't know.
Eric's going to, he's going to put it out.
We haven't seen Teresa in like hours. I don't even know what happened to her. Maybe she's alive, maybe she's not. I don't know.
She's gone? Did she go into the cabin?
She went to the cabin. You guys, I'm here. You're alive, Teresa. Gosh, we're alive.
I'm wearing this tree costume.
Oh my gosh, you
Oh, thank
right
God
in.
You told us. Otherwise, we would have tried to burn
you.
Because it's the last tree I saw.
Yeah, I was just trying to hide from the mountain lion that is definitely still in our cabin. Because before I left it, I put fire extinguishing foam all over it. Because I know how to be in the woods, and I carry it with me.
You're so glad. I'm so glad she got all those merit badges. Like, thank you for being here, Teresa.
You're welcome.
I don't even know what happened to our counselor. Like, is he even around anymore? Like, did he just leave altogether?
Is it a werewolf call?
I don't know. I think so.
Uh-oh.
Maybe he ate him. Oh, gosh. I mean, this could mean next year at camp he doesn't come back.
He's gone.
He won't call us the bad kids anymore.
Well, I mean, there's not much of camp left. Between the fire we've kept going the entire summer and the mountain lion that's been gobbling people up.
Yeah. Wow, you guys are really bad. Like, you're really bad kids.
Well,
You're taking his side?
We were just in a bad situation. We were at the bad place at the wrong time.
I can't say that I'm not enjoying being one of the bad kids a little bit. I'm just saying that you guys are really bad. I agree with him. Okay. Wherever he is, okay. Counselor Ryan.
Ryan.
I am not coming back next year.
Okay.
Fine. I'll show you. I'll go to a different camp.
I heard that you can go take your kid to work day and sleep under a desk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You guys haven't done that before? You've never gone with your parents or brought your kids to work?
No, my parents don't like me.
Your parents don't like you?
No. Wow.
Yeah.
That came out of nowhere.
Sorry. I mean, I guess it takes a pretty high, intense situation for us all to bond. I feel like I can trust you guys now. We've been through mountain lions and fires and everybody else dying. So if you're the last two people here.
My parents like me more than any of my siblings.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm the only one that still gets like a rose every night.
Wow. That's pretty awesome.
Wow. Hey, did anyone of you, who left the tuna open in the cabin? Who the heck did that? What is this?
Oh, you're alive!
What is going on?
You're alive!
This whole place is on fire, are you kidding me?
Oh my god.
You're such bad kids. I was right.